Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we begin the show with Chelsea annoyingly beating Real Madrid to reach the Champions League final in Istanbul, where, of course, they will play Manchester City. I do know who I want to win that. Chelsea, obviously. Anyway, this is how it all sounded on TalkSport with myself, Andy Goldstein, the former Blues defender, Jason Cundy.
And they are one step beyond where they've been for a long time. They are in the final after a masterclass tonight against the 13-time European champions.
I'm pretty happy with what I see, honestly. We can make out. Like I said, it's a pleasure to be in the dressing room and to be a part of this. And I feel like as a part of it, it's my job to give my energy and my knowledge and my guidance into this and to lead this group. So this is what I do, and I do it the best way that I can.
This is more about Tuchel right now as a manager, because he's identified what the squad has to offer him and he's identified the best players to fit in that squad. We're in the final of the FA Cup, final of the Champions League, and we're top four right now. Mm. We had no chance when he took over. We were miles away from that. Frank was underperforming, and it feels a little bit like Tuchel right now is getting the absolute maximum out of this squad.
And it's on a plate for Mason Mount. Chelsea lead by 2-0. They're going to Istanbul.
I thought when the pass from Kante, who has been magnificent this evening, he has been superb, released the pass to Pulisic. I'm thinking to myself, steady yourself, finish. He doesn't. He takes a touch where I thought he should have hit it, draws the goalkeeper, lays it in a plate for Mount, who gets across the defender for the easiest of tap-ins. Well-deserved All-English final on the cards.
Bizarrely, towards the end of that game, when Chelsea were attacking, I thought, I think they might score here. So I took my phone out and started videoing it. We can now hear Jason Cundy's live reaction to Mason Mount's goal. We have bleep bits out, obviously, which confirmed Chelsea's place in the Champions League final. Have a listen.
We missed it.
Yeah. And then the rest is just bleeping.
It was one of those games where I thought, yeah, let's have another chance. Let's miss another 1v1. Let's miss
it. We missed it. We missed it. Yeah.
How weird was that, though, that I thought, I think they're going to score, I'm going to video this. I didn't do that any other time other than that attack.
Well, look, how many times do we go through in those situations? It's like, and that one there, I'm like, yeah, another one. Let's just waste another chance. Let's miss another opportunity. Yeah.
It is so enjoyable watching a game of football with you, because you throw yourself through it. You headbutted the window, didn't you? Out of frustration when you missed an open goal.
Yeah.
We're on the 17th floor. I was slightly nervous.
My dog ran away and ran into the bedroom because he was scared, because it was just so emotional, and it was like chances were coming, and it was like, yeah, run, bang. And then it was, can't quite believe that we're in the Champions League final. It's just, I'm absolutely stunned.
An All-English Champions League final on May the 29th between Manchester City and Chelsea.
Someone at UEFA with a little bit of common sense, they've got to get this game moved to Wembley so the football fan, the Man City fan and a Chelsea fan have a chance of going to see this final. It has to be played over here.
It makes too much sense, doesn't it? It's an argument that has very few flaws in it.
It's not one flaw.
I mean, after the year we've had, and look, what's going on from what we're led to believe in Turkey, right? They're in lockdown now. It's I can't argue with that.
It has to be played over here.
Well, you could have the same. I mean, if Arsenal win tomorrow night,
and Manchester United,
you could have the same argument there, couldn't you? You could have both. Why not? I mean, look, UEFA will have their reasons to say no. I don't know, mate. It makes too much sense.
Kante was superb.
Andy, you've got to let go of the Pirlo tag. He's nothing like Pirlo.
He pings a pass. On the left.
He does ping a pass.
Now, he can win the game. He literally knows the ball.
He knows the ball. He knows the ball and pings it.
Pirlo read the game and Kante reads it like Pirlo.
Kante reads it like Pirlo.
Yeah, no, Andy, it's a great night for Chelsea fans, Andy. Sounds like you're enjoying yourself.
Now, the Arsenal boss, Mikel Arteta, has been speaking ahead of the second leg of their Europa League semi-final against Villarreal. The Gunners are trailing 2-1 after the first game, and Arteta said the match is a chance to turn around their bad form and reach a European final. You don't say.
Time to change it. We have to embrace the challenge, the opportunity we have ahead. I think it's the 10th time that the club is in a European semi-final, so it doesn't happen very often, so we have to take the opportunity and earn the right to be in the final.
Arsenal 2-0 down, and their Europa League dreams are being sunk by the yellow submarine.
Visually first, as you mentioned, and then because it's related to our history and the demands that this club has got, and then because obviously financially, the way to attract a sponsor, to attract players, to improve your squad, and to challenge for the big trophies, you have to be in Europe. And that's the big challenge that we have ahead of us.
And the Arsenal captain, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, admitted he regretted being axed for the North London derby earlier this season and wants to repay the fans tonight. Oh, they're all so good when they go to media training school, aren't they?
I regret some things this season, definitely, yes. But I can't do anything right now on what about the past. So, yeah, just I'm looking forward to end the season well.
And a fabulous goal by Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
People were expecting me to score more goals and giving something a bit more. So definitely I want to lead.
Now, the Man United manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, has spoken ahead of their match with Roma tonight, a game you can hear live on TalkSport. With United already 6-2 up, attention turned to the fan protests, which saw the league clash with Liverpool the weekend postponed. That game has now been rescheduled for the 13th of May, by the way. Solskjaer confirmed that he has received an apology from the owners.
I've got an apology personally. They've apologised to the fans how this came out. I know that there has started communication between other individuals than me and the fans. It is a difficult position to be in for me, this, because I've got to focus on the football. I've always had a good relationship and they listen to me and they do listen to the fans. I'm sure there'll be better communication coming.
Now, how about this, gang? TalkSport has secured the exclusive rights to broadcast the British and Irish Lions tour of South Africa this summer. Hurrah! All the warm-up games and tests will be live on TalkSport and TalkSport 2, would you believe? The legendary South African World Cup winner, Brian Habana, a man who once had a race against the cheetah. That's true, actually, it's on YouTube. I think the cheetah won, although I think he cheated. Anyway, he told Drive that this series will be massive for the Springboks.
Listen to some of those inspirational team talks and the motivation that the Lions coaches gave their teams, and they talk about how unique it is, you know, how few get to wear that jersey. For a player in the Southern Hemisphere, in South Africa, New Zealand or Australia, you only get that opportunity once every 12 years. You know, Frans Steyn might be the only player in the professional era to ever get the opportunity twice if he makes the cut this year. But it is so much more unique for players in the Southern Hemisphere. And I know each and every Springbok player that is going to get selected, you know, will be rearing to go because this is a once-in-a-career opportunity. There's some Test Centurions that have never got that opportunity. So, you know, with the world champions up against Warren Gatland wanting to become the first Lions coach to not lose a series, I think there's an added bit of spice going into this tournament.
This is your average, boys. Very few ever get a chance in rugby terms to get for Everest, the top of Everest. You have the chance today.
Now, TalkSport 2, the former Lions prop Adam Jones backed his former Wales teammate Alan Wynne-Jones to be the captain this summer.
He's got that sort of Martin Johnson aura around him, you know, that Richie McCaw aura where he can influence a game through his management of the referees and, you know, not just how well he plays. For me, he should be captain. I think he will be captain. Mm. You know, that makes more sense to me, you know, and he can, he's done it for like, God knows how long for Wales now. He knows he can deal with the pressure and then he can leave, you know, the, say, I think they would, you know, Mara told you was in the running, but, you know, I think it would be a lot for him. Now, never really captain before.
Yeah,
certainly not international level. So just like Mara Doji concentrating his game, concentrating on him being like a world-class lock and just doing what he can do better than anyone I've ever seen in the game. And then I think he's the natural choice, Al. I think Owen Farrell being in the mix. But for me, I think Al's probably a nailed-on starter a little bit more at the moment.
And TalkSport 2 will bring you live coverage of the Lions squad announcement today from midday. And you can listen on the TalkSport app via DAB radio or tell your smart speaker to play TalkSport 2. Hey Google, play TalkSport 2. There is no Google in here, but that's how you'd say it if you had Google. Now back to the football. And after Manchester City reached their first Champions League final, to the dismay of Simon Jordan, their former winger Trevor Sinclair praised the journey the club has been on.
It's one of them moments for the football club. I think you look at where they were, you know, 23 years ago, languishing in the lower leagues, and the journey has been inspiring. You know, I played a small part in that. Prior to that, the Gillingham game.
It's kick-off again! Can you believe it?
You know, Dickie scoring that goal to get us promoted, and then the journey that's gone from there. The acquirement of the football club by Sheikh Mansour. And what's happened since then has been a dream for Manchester City fans. It's been a dream for Manchester City players that are playing at the football club. And it's been redefining for football, I feel.
Everybody admires the beauty of Man City's play. Everybody respects the principles that Pep Guardiola deployed and has been able to achieve with some of the best players. But you also have to take the flip side of that particular argument that it's been bought and paid for. They don't individually. They don't go £100 million. They go £60 million, £60 million, £60 million, £60 million. And oh, by the way, again, £60 million.
And you might recall in the last episode, Jason Cundy wasn't exactly impressed with Neymar's performance against City.
Good player, overrated, and does not do it in the big games when it really matters.
Well, on breakfast, the former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor defended the Brazilian, but admitted he'd rather have Jack Grealish instead. Yeah, that's not really a defence, is it?
I actually felt sorry for Neymar last night. He's getting the ball, and he's got Fernandinho, he's got Diaz there, he's got Kyle Walker in tight on him because he's quicker than him, like we talked about last time. So I think it was just an outstanding performance from all of the back four, keeper and Fernandinho, and I actually felt sorry for Neymar. When PSG come into the draw and they got Manchester City, I just thought to myself, Kyle Walker has to play.
Yep.
Cancelo's been outstanding, but when you're playing against Neymar and Mbappe, you need your quickest defenders on the pitch. And Neymar didn't even try and attempt really to get past Kyle Walker. Like I says, when you know someone's that quick, he puts you off your game. You don't want to try and dribble past him.
And still they're backing off him. It's Neymar, and the block is an effective one from Zinchenko. And Stones goes across and embraces him.
Who would Gabby rather have at Villa, Grealish or Neymar?
I think it's got to be Jack. I think it's been outstanding for Villa. And also, the conditions last night, they're going to be like that a lot, aren't they, in England? Exactly. Maybe Neymar would prefer to play abroad.
Well, that's it for another podcasting thing. A reminder, you can hear the friendly match between Manchester United there away at Roma. I know it's billed as the Europa League semi-final second leg, but United have won that, so it doesn't really matter. That's from 7, so make sure you tune in to TalkSport for that one. That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy, taking your calls after those Europa League games. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.